Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, February 24th, 2023. Today he is reminding us who we are. To be you is essential. It always has been. As you wait expectantly and enthusiastically for your awakening, know that you are all most highly honored and loved by us here in the non-physical realms for just being who you are, and also for the essential part you are each being in the collective awakening process. It is happening right now, as I keep telling you, and your joy when you reach the actual and experiential moment of your own individual awakening is way beyond your ability to imagine. Just know, as you truly do, that it is happening, that it is inevitable, and that it is irreversible. Time is a major aspect of the illusory environment that you all experience, and though unreal, as only eternity exists, while you are living within it and through it, it can be extremely unsettling and disturbing experience. Especially when you find yourselves either waiting for events to unfold that you fear are not for the best, or when you await with great expectations and anticipation for events that you know will bring you joy. As many of you have felt from time to time, waiting sucks. Well, the time of waiting for your collective awakening is drawing to a close. God's will is that you awaken, and her will always comes to fruition. Be patient and ask us for help in maintaining that intent when you spend your daily quiet time relaxing at your holy inner sanctuaries, inviting love to fill your hearts. Your quiet time daily is essential. Don't allow yourselves to forget to spend at least a few moments there each day. It strengthens your intent to be only loving and ensures that you do honor that intent and continue to most powerfully assist in the collective awakening. You are all love, being expressed in human form, every single human without any exceptions. But it often does appear that this cannot be true as you look around and see so much unnecessary pain and suffering being willingly inflicted on others, from individual caregivers, family members and friends, to those in authority all across the world. Please let go of all judgment, negative or positive, and accept what is, whatever arises. The environment that you are seemingly reliant upon as beings in form delivers to you only what you have chosen to receive. You all chose to be incarnate. Everyone ever incarnate made a free choice to do so, to learn lessons that with divine guidance you desired and intended to learn, and also to massively assist in humanity's collective awakening. You are all on the paths you planned and selected prior to incarnating, wherever they may be. No one is incarnate by error. All are precisely where they have chosen to be, to participate in the grand awakening. Love is continuing to flood planet Earth in a stupendous tsunami of irresistible power whose magnitude has never before been established anywhere for more than the briefest of moments. This enormously powerful and very precisely focused energy field is a necessary and essential aspect of the awakening process, because eons of deeply ingrained fear, anger, bitterness, hatred and resentment that must be released before awakening can occur are now arising into humanity's conscious awareness, so that the insanity of this long-standing wretchedness can be recognized and completely discarded and dissolved into the nothingness or emptiness from which you brought it forth. As you all know, only love is real. For your awakening from the illusion to come into full bloom of the utmost and amazing existence, it is necessary and essential that you each totally dissociate from all within you that is not in alignment with the fullness and infinite completeness of love, that you totally separate from your unreal sense of or belief in even the possibility of separation from Source. You are eternally and uninterruptedly one with God. However, your state of utter and complete freedom, bestowed upon you at the moment of your creation, allows you to construct for yourselves, moment by moment, a convincing masquerade of unreality in which what cannot be and which is not in alignment with love can exist and cause mayhem, havoc, and intense confusion for all involved, humanity. Your true nature, love, is being revealed to you right now. For you to come to awareness of this, you have to allow yourselves to look beyond your human sense of right and wrong, and by doing so, you are able to come to accept whatever arises moment to moment, without being seemingly automatically drawn to engage with and judge, by egoic direction or guidance, whatever it may be. Instead, you can pause for a moment while love offers you the most appropriate response in that moment, to offer only love and never judgment. Patience, not haste, is an important attitude by which to live now, as the dream dissolves and you become more aware that whatever is arising for you and within you is what you have chosen for yourselves in order to come to a full realization of who you truly are and what your purpose in form is as each moment unfolds before you. You are in form on purpose, and that purpose is to awaken and to assist others to do so with you. All are one. Therefore, relax. Be yourselves. Do not attempt to be the images you believe are necessary if you are to find acceptance and love among those with whom you live and intermingle. To be you is essential. It always has been, yet many have avoided doing so in order to maintain themselves in a safe, separated state from others, who, if they did not, would likely see them as unworthy, incompetent, dull, or whatever other negative self-judgment they have ingrained within themselves, and which they attempt to hide in order to fit in. It does not work. You all know that because you are very aware of clearly seeing the fraudulent mask that others assume. Each one of you can only be you because that is who God created, and because not only is it who you are, but it is also exactly who you want to be, who you have chosen to be. Your choice and God's are always perfectly aligned because there is no separation. There never could be separation. What you experience so intently as separation is completely unreal. You and He are one in eternal divine union with all that He, in infinite loving wisdom, has created. God is all. There is no one and nowhere else. So do permit yourselves to know this. Deep within yourselves, even while you are experiencing the unreality of life in form, you really do know it. So allow yourselves to access that knowing. It is God's will that you so honor yourselves. Consequently, there is never anything to fear because you are forever enveloped in the unity of His divine and all-encompassing embrace. You are in love. With so very much love, Saul.